Let's begin with prayer. Father in heaven, we come in the strong name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, and we ask that your Holy Spirit would minister to us through this conversation. Father, we come to Sling Stones because we want to learn more about you, to experience intimacy, to grow to be like you, to receive the empowerment of the Holy Spirit in a world that is not easy to walk through. Father, we offer this time to you. Use it to teach us. Help us. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Now, before I read a short passage of Scripture and we talk about our theme for today, I want to mention the issue of perspective. Perspective has to do with angle of vision, and it has to do with what presuppositions are already in your mind when you begin to look at something that then determine how you define what it is that you're looking at. So let me give you this story. A number of years ago, I was asked to be on a little panel, and one of the things we were discussing in front of a crowd was the issue of child abuse. We talked about its horrors, how wrong it is, and how we have an obligation to stand up against it. Great. Very important theme. Now, it wasn't but days later, with this still on my mind, that I was at a shopping mall with my wife, and I heard a commotion over to my right, and I began to move toward it, and there was a mother, and she was yelling at the top of her lungs, and she had her kid bent over halfway, and she was pounding on his back and yelling and screaming, and I was determined that is exactly the kind of thing that we have to be willing to speak out against. And I felt ire rise up inside of me, and I began to move straight toward this mom. And all of a sudden, in the midst of my intention to stop her from child abusing, a ping pong ball came flying out of her child's mouth. Turns out he'd been choking. And while that may not have been the medical guidance as to how to extract a ping pong ball that was keeping a child from breathing, her screams were about her concern and panic for her child. The fact that she had hiked him over and was pounding on his back was her efforts, frantic efforts, to set him free from something that she thought would harm him. Do you see how perspective makes a big difference? I had presuppositions in my mind. I looked at something. I determined what it was. And then I was going to move forward only to find out in the end that I didn't really see it accurately at all. Now, that can happen a lot in life. And it happens, again, because of the issue of presuppositions that are in our mind as we go to look at something. And I want to talk about that today in relationship to a very specific passage of Scripture. So I'm going to read that Scripture to you first. It comes from the book of Colossians, and it says this: "We continually ask God to fill you with the knowledge of His will through all the wisdom and understanding that the Holy Spirit gives, so that you may live a life worthy of the Lord, please Him in every way, bearing fruit in every good work, growing in the knowledge of God, being strengthened with all power according to His glorious might, so that you may have great endurance and patience, and giving joyful thanks to the Father who has qualified you to share in the inheritance of His holy people in the kingdom of light." And then it goes on to say, "For He has rescued you from the domain of darkness and brought you into the kingdom of the Son that He loves." Now, there was a book that I read a number of years ago that pulled out this passage of Scripture and wrote on it from the perspective of being a command. And the command was that we as God's children must, and then he went through the list, live a life worthy of the Lord, please the Lord in every way, bear fruit, grow, be strengthened. And so his idea and premise in the book were these are specific commands that God has for his people, and that we need to invest in those, and we need to learn how to follow those in order that, as the Scripture says, we can please God and represent the kingdom of light. Okay, well, that is a perspective. But what if you change your angle of vision on this scripture and you move it from a command to an invitation. And the invitation might begin with a question. Would you like to live a life worthy of the Lord? Be able to please Him? Do you want to bear fruit? Do you want to grow? Would you like to have more power? Would you like a new endurance? Then let's talk to the Holy Spirit about that and ask Him to help make these things true for you. Do you see how the angle of vision changes when you move it from a command to an invitation? And when it's an invitation, really, I was thinking the other day as I was reading this scripture, most of us as Christians would say, who wouldn't want that? And it all begins here in verse 9, where the Apostle Paul is praying and he says this, I want the Holy Spirit to fill you with wisdom and understanding so that you will know God's will for your life. Recently, we talked about the fact that we've all been given a grace. So what this is emphasizing is that we can pray and ask the Holy Spirit to fill us so that we have understanding. We are wise beyond ourselves regarding how we apply this grace in the world. And again, who wouldn't want that? That you would understand the grace gifting that is in your life because the Holy Spirit, He's touched you and He's given you more understanding. There's an invitation there. I think it's an exciting invitation that I want to say yes to. Yes, Holy Spirit, give me that wisdom. Give me that understanding. I don't want to just try to find my way through the dark, but light my path. Quicken me so that I would know what is the grace that you have given me, the contribution I get to make. And then it goes on and it says that this Holy Spirit will help us live a life worthy of the Lord. Well, first, there's nothing that I could do in my life that could repay Jesus for what He's given us. But I think what Paul is saying here is that we can ask the Holy Spirit to help us live lives that reflect Jesus, that show the best of Jesus. Henry Nouwen once wrote a book called The Living Reminder, that we are to be a living reminder of Jesus. Now, look, in my brokenness, in my tendency to wander, that's seemingly impossible. But when we invite the Holy Spirit in, when we say yes to His invitation, not only does He give us understanding of the specific grace that He's poured in our lives that we might serve Christ, He then can empower us to reflect Jesus, the values of Jesus, the love of Jesus, the kindness of Jesus, the generosity of Jesus. I bet you want that. I want that. So let's cry out, Holy Spirit, please bring it to us life. And then the next thing it says is, do you want to please the Lord? Well, I do want to please the Lord. I feel a little anxious about that at times because I know the degree to which I fail. But once again, we go back to the first verse. That's why the Holy Spirit wants to give us wisdom and understanding and show us ways in which we can please the Lord. And then He gives some very specifics. He says first, so that we can bear fruit for Him. Wow, there was a little moment in time that came just a couple days ago. Our property here on the farm is right beside Dr. Steve Yoder's property, and he had just planted a whole bunch of fruit trees on the property line. And I was near there, and we were talking, and he looked at this one new fruit tree, and he said, oh my gosh, look, there's a plum, a green plum growing. And he was so excited, and he said he couldn't wait to go home and tell his wife that the tree already had some fruit on it. That's the way Jesus looks at us. That when the Holy Spirit comes into our lives, He's pleased when He sees some fruit. Even if it's just one green plum, the Lord loves that. And the Lord wants to nurture that. And the Lord's excited about that. That's why, get out there, take this grace, let the Holy Spirit use you and move you. And then it says, so that you can grow. You know, our grandchildren lived with us for about a year, and they've just moved into their new home with their parents. And one of the things that we were reflecting on is how much they've grown in a year and how we celebrated that, how their appetites changed, how their interests changed, how some of the things they'd packed away in the storage unit to play with, they brought it out and thought, I'm not even interested in that anymore, because they had grown. We can grow. Ask the Holy Spirit. Grow in our knowledge of the Lord, our intimacy with the Lord, our reflection of the Lord. And I believe that, like the issue of bearing fruit, God sees and He kind of measures it all. Look, you grew an inch over the last 6 months. And He celebrates that. He doesn't point out where we are going to end up as much as He celebrates where we are in the journey. The scripture then says that through the Holy Spirit, we can be strengthened. I know that my grandson loves to make a muscle and show me. Well, in this case, the Lord is, He's calling us to say yes to the Holy Spirit. So the Holy Spirit gives us more strength in our lives, more empowerment in our lives to be able to walk out this grace gifting, this life that includes bearing fruit and growing. We can become strong as the Holy Spirit comes within us. Then it goes on and lists three other things that we would have endurance. I was reading 1 Thessalonians today, and it talked about the fact that they held on to the hope that was stored up for them in heaven. And the hope is that we can make it through because there will be another day. And we have that endurance and patience in the midst of difficulty. Sometimes we as Christians think everything should go our way. We forget the fact that Jesus was clear, in this world you will have trouble. But be of good cheer. Christ has overcome the world, and He can give us endurance. We can realize this will pass. And of course, that wonderful issue of joy. How we need joy. Joy is that recognition of God's involvement in our lives. And I think there are times when we're not feeling joy. Not only should we do what St. Ignatius said, to give thanks every day for blessings great and small, but we can invite the Holy Spirit to help us feel joy, to lift the spirit of heaviness off of us, in order that we can have confidence in who we are in Christ and what is true of us in Him. You know, as Paul ends this little section, which I believe is a promise, he talks about the fact that we have an inheritance in the kingdom of light. We get great things now, but there are great things yet waiting for us. And he ends this with saying, we need to remember this day and give thanks that we, because of the Lord, have been rescued from the domain of darkness. We live in the kingdom of the Son, where He reigns and He rules. Forever redeemed, forever forgiven. Who wouldn't want all this? This is the promise. Let's not let the pressure of performance turn such scriptures into commands that we have to follow by our own effort, but may we read it as a promise, as an invitation. Wouldn't you like to invite the Holy Spirit to fill you with wisdom so that you can live according to the grace God gave you? Reflect Jesus in your life. Bear fruit and be celebrated for even the smallest growth. These are great, precious promises for us. I encourage you right now to invite the Holy Spirit. All you got to say is, who wouldn't want that? I do. Please make it true, Holy Spirit. God bless you.